Hello.
Hi, good evening. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen randomly and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Yes, I'm a male.
Thank you. And give me one second. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. What is your race?
What is my what?
What is your race? Do you consider yourself black, African-American, white?
Oh, white, Caucasian.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues. Local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council and local league. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
I am absolutely certain I will vote.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Criminal justice reform, crime and violence, housing, property taxes, city budget and spending, access to abortion, jobs and economy, education, health care.
I was supposed to pick one of those.
You can select up to three. Which ones are the most important to you? From criminal justice reform to crime and violence, housing, property taxes, city budget or spending, access to abortion, jobs, economy, education, racial inequity, health care, transportation, legalizing marijuana, or others?
Oh, easy. One would be abortion, one would be property taxes, and I don't know if it's on there, unhappy with city council. Maybe that's
okay.
Not on there. But.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a note of that. Okay, now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use a number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
I will just go ahead. If you don't know or never heard of the person or groups, please indicate that you never heard of them. So the first one is Nick Bankston, excuse me. Never heard of him. Okay, great. Chris White.
Never heard of him.
Okay, Zach Klain.
Give me that name again.
Zach Klain.
Nope, never heard of him.
Okay, the Columbus City Council.
What's your question about Columbus City Council?
It's on a scale 0 to 10, how you feel about them, with the 0 being very cold and unfavorable and 10 being very favorable to them.
Probably a 2.
A 2? Okay. Nancy Ockhauer?
Never heard of her.
Never heard of her? Farsan Jetty?
Nope, never heard of him.
Okay, Melissa Green?
No.
Luis Gill?
No, who are these people? No.
Okay, Shannon Harden? Some of them are for the upcoming election. Shannon Harden?
He's probably a 5.
Okay, how about the Columbus Police Department?
the Columbus what plan?
Police department?
Oh, probably a 5.
Okay, great. And Adrian Hood?
Don't know.
Okay. Andrew Ginter?
4.
A 4. Okay. Emmanuel Remy?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. Okay, in 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and requiring them to live in the 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right?
Okay.
Answer number 1 would be, I would rather re-elect the city council so they can continue to work they have been doing. Or option B, I would rather elect new people to the city council so the council can go in a new direction.
2 or B, whichever that second one was.
Okay, great. In November election, the Columbus City Council were held today. If the November City Council the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Barstin? And if you had to choose to vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Barstin, who would you vote for?
Probably neither one.
Okay. Thank you. If the November election of the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy? And if you had to choose for your vote, Adrian Hood or at Remino Manny, who would that be?
I probably wouldn't vote for either one. I don't know anything about him.
Okay, thank you. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Ockhauer?
Probably Nancy.
Nancy, okay. Okay, great. I am going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for the Columbus City Council. Rate each statement on a scale 0 to 10, where the 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for the city council, 5 means the statement makes you no more or no less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means you're much less likely to vote for the candidate or city council in November of 2023.
Okay.
First one is Louis Gill is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Louis has been a dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of the Columbus resident. As the endorsed Republican, Louis is running for the city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation. And Nancy Ockhauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for underserved neighborhoods and addressing human service needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior devices, and addiction prevention education. Nancy is in the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate for marginalized communities. So on a scale 0 to 10, what would you rate them? Louis Gill and Nancy Ockhauer.
That's a very complicated question. At first, would that be important? I'd say a 5. They're not real important.
Okay, and I want to take the time to thank you for your opinions and time. They will definitely make a difference. So we'll continue with a few more. Sometimes in the service like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louis Gill or Nancy Ockhauer? And if you had to choose, who would you choose for?
I don't know. Before I said Nancy for something,
Nancy.
I So that's okay.
Okay. Great. Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Rate each statement on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means the statements makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for the city council, and 5 means the statement makes you no more or less likely to vote for the city candidate, and the 0
okay.
makes you much
less.
Okay.
Yep.
The first one is Nick Bankston, the Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug and alcohol and mental health services to our community. Bankston understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investments in Linden and Hilltop communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all the residents. Will you give him a 0 or a 10 or in between? Between a 0 and a 10.
5.
Thank you. And then the next one is Farhan Jetty came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English, and he pursued the American dream. Jetty has spent his career as an entrepreneur building successful businesses and serving as vice president to the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diversity and rebuild the trust between police and community. What would you rate him on a scale between 0 to 10?
0.
Thank you. Okay. Sometimes in service like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Barston?
Probably Nick.
Thank you. Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a statement that people might make about candidates running for the city council. Rate each statement on a scale 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely.
I got that.
Adrienne Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community, a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to the public service. Since her son was shot and killed in Columbus by Columbus police in 2016, Hood was advocated for policy to end police brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone regardless of their zip code. On a scale of 0 to 10, what would you rate her?
2.
Thank you. The next one is Emmanuel. Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committees. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed gun control, invested tens of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safe and cleaner city for all families. What would you rate him between 0 to 10?
4.
4, thank you. Okay, sometimes in server, likely the people are changing their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held.
I know that.
Adrienne Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Hood? Yep.
Okay, good. Which of the following candidates are you most likely to support or agree with more? Candidate A, to make Columbus a safer, we should get to tougher on crime and invest more in police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the street? for candidate B. To make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime and investing in services to prevent the root causes for crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health, and drug addiction counseling.
A.
Okay, we will do the same exercise 0 to 10. Statement 1 says, the Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. What would you rate that between 0 to 10?
That was ridiculous. 0.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record sealing program. Under the legislation, an arrest or a conviction of a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. A 0 to 10, what do you rate that?
1.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council passed a gun control legislation that would prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require a safe gun storage of firearms. 0 to 10.
5.
5. Okay, the Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City school students to boost college going to prepare the growing job market.
6.
Thank you. Okay, as you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all the Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the election were held today, will you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio? Or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads?
0.
Okay. Okay, and are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
Republican. Probably not strong.
Okay. Last few questions. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Ask me that again. I didn't quite get that.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, thank you. Okay, last year, 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Do not read. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm not going to reveal that.
Okay. Would you say, this is the last question, would you say between 25,000 and 34,000, between 35,000
and 44,000? Wait, what was that?
This is one of the last questions. Less than 24,000, between 25,000 to 35,000?
I said I wouldn't answer that.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. We are done with the survey. You have a great day. Thank you for your answer.
Right. No problem. Bye.
Bye-bye.